But I got schlugged up yesterday, so I want to just give a slight response. Without answering, there's a very funny thing in that Rambam, that where the tour in Pei Gimel, that the poor in Pei Gimel says that the reason why you lose is because ain't dina sal taina, which is completely the wrong reason. You should have said you lose because it's a migui d'haitzi, because we don't allow you to use a migui. So there's something funny about that tour or the Rambam. In other words, they're not discussing. In other words, pashup shat, the contract. We're learning the two halachas together. We want to know why in the first case there is a migui, second case there's no migui. So we have taisus. Does he boy? You know, if it's a suffek or it's a migui d'haitzi, but the Torah says you lose because you don't have a taina. You lose because you don't have a taina, so then you should lose in both cases. So anyway, just busting the idea that the Torah is focusing on a different point. He's not focusing on the migui. He's focusing on the taina. Right. Now there's something funny there in that tour, but okay, well, I don't have the answer.
Did somebody share with Rebbe that there's a girsa apparently in the, what's it called, Sandy? What's the name of the sefer? The Masifta, not Masifta.
Masifta, I think. Masifta.
Masifta that has the tour saying Olav, not Alecha.
In our tour.
This is our tour, yeah. It still says Sh'at. It says Sh'ata on the other in the other one in the Pei Gimel, but it says Olav.
It's just a misprint in the Masifta. Masifta says it's such a Gerasa, or just quotes the Torah that way.
I just saw some sense of a copy in the chat of the prints.
And I put it on a second one also. It was a different printing, not Masifta. Yaris Shears or something. I put it on. Also says a love.
But they're just quoting the Torah.
They don't. The Torah. No. They are the Torah.
It is the Torah.
They're printing of the Torah.
The different printing of the tour.
And the new one.
Two of the new ones.
Bothered by Rebbe's Kasha.
Why? Two of the new ones.
Bothered, why did the tour switch from a love to a lacha?
Yeah.
So they just changed the Gersa.
But do they say that they changed the Gersa?
I didn't doesn't see any notes.
It just says a love. It just says a love. There's no star, there's no anything there.
Okay, no, I didn't see that. I don't have these new tours.
I pointed out it could be they just, like, that's the note they do today. They think it's a mistake, so they just change it.
Okay.
They do that. I mean, I've heard people complaining about that.
It is shocking to me, Chaim, that such a thing that they would disagree.
Okay, they should at least tell you what they okay, fine. Okay, let's go by it there. I want to go. We have to start now this main sugya. So we've been playing games. So now, right, the big sugya here is it's really. I was looking at there's really three steps. Is first of all to figure out what Rav Yosef's svar is, which the Rishbam says something which is hard to know what he's talking about. Taisa says something else. Then you have the Gemara. So you have, to figure out Pshat and Rashi, Pshat and Taisus, we have to do each one separately. And then you have the Gemara's conclusion that Hilchasa Rabba, the Aaron, and Hilchasa Rav Yosef Bezuze, which, what kind of split is that? I mean, who's right? If one's right, one's right. How can you split? So that's his Taisus. And then the Shulchan Aruch, there's a gigantic Machlokes with the Shach and the Sma and the Kiva Eger and a whole bunch of other wonderful people and how it works out at the end. So but they're all interconnected. First you have to know what Rav Yosef's svar is, and then you have to know what Pshat and the Gemara is split and how we're passing Halacha. Okay, so we'll start slowly, and I assume this will take us to Pesach.
Did we say Pshat and Rabba?
What?
Did we say Pshat and Rabba?
Rabba is simple. Rabba is a migui. Rabba says, Mani the Shaka, that's a migui. Rav Yosef.
Normally we have normal migui. This is not a normal migui.
Since sounds like a normal.
Because normally you have a migui. I could have said A. It's not because I could have lied better.
I
never had a server, but I could have lied better.
The star, after I brought the shtar, I have a perfect migui. I could have said the shtar is kosher, and I could have relied on the, I have a shtar that says this mekuyim. I could have just kept quiet. I already said hosh shtara, so I could have just continued keeping quiet. And instead, I was maidet. Why do I have to be maidet? Sounds like a perfect migui. That's what everyone's bound in. Fakir, Rav Yosef, doesn't make any sense. So we'll have to see. That's where the Shram says Ibshan Rav Yosef. David says Ibshan Rav Yosef. Other Ishraim say Ibshan Rav Yosef. And then the after we understand Ibshan Rav Yosef, then the Gemara, when they make this combination, Hilkla Kiraba Ba'ara and Rav Yosef Bezuzah, that makes, that for sure makes no sense. If you're working with Rav Yosef's right, you should write in all cases. So we have to understand the combination.
And Rabbi told us last time that perhaps there is no such thing as a muhsik in the karka. In other words, we don't know if he's to be considered the muhsik, or he's considered lehachzik in karka, because karka is always where it is.
Right, and over here, okay, we'll see. We'll get there. Maybe the taisvus for hilkasa.
I just mean that for some reason, Rebbe feels that this is a regular migu, that just like we learned the Bava Metzia, the regular migu.
Rabba. Obviously, Rav Yosef disagrees. We'll have to see why Rav Yosef disagrees. But in the Pashtus, this is a regular migu. Yes. Now, obviously, there's some reason why it's not a regular migu. Rav Yosef says it's not a regular migu. But it's not like it's a Pashtus. Rav Yosef is the Shver. Everyone is trying to understand Rav Yosef. You come along.
It's a very different.
I'm sorry, Rav Yosef is very shver. If you learn the simple pshat amigui, and it's a raya that I'm an honest person, because if I wanted to lie, I could have lied. So if Rabba is 100% right.
If a guy walks into court and he says a lie, and they're ready to accept it, and then he says, putting aside clothes of atonement. 20 minutes later, he says, I'm that's very, right. very honest. Yeah, so,
Pashtus, logically, according to the simple way we understand migui, yes, it should be win. That's the simple, migui is a raya, they tell him the truth. Because if he was a crook, he wouldn't have said what he said now.
Like it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't know, something about that doesn't seem right. No, I mean,
no, sounds very good. Maybe it's
but with what taina does he want to win?
What is it when
he has a now, he says a lie.
I had a different star and I lost it.
He says a lie, a
that he's saying that I have a star and I lost it. That's a good taina. That's his taina, and he has a riot that it's true because he could have said what he's saying. Okay, let's see Rashi. We don't have to be smarter than Rashbam. Rashbam is struggling here to explain what Pshat and Rav Yosef. All the Rishayim struggle to explain Pshat and Rav Yosef. So obviously it's not so simple. It can't be so simple, Pshat and Rav Yosef. All the Rishayim discuss it. So, let's see the Rashbam. And there's then they discuss Pshat and Rashbam, and then we'll see Taisus. But obviously, the Pashtus is that it's not that there is a migui, and that's what Rabba says. Okay, so let's see the Rashbam. We skipped the Rashbam of the three Pshatim and Shtar. So okay, we're just making life easy.
By the way, I just want to point out that Rebbe had a Shiloh Pshat and Rashbam. He said Mekaimim. The Rosh clearly quotes this, and he says it's before. He says, I could Motsi Lim Mekayim.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I hear. All right. Yes. Very. That's what we thought it was Mashma, but we weren't sure. But okay. Thank you. Okay. Next. So the other Rashbam, Michael Samka's a high star. So Shnei Chazaka Lekka. The Rashbam makes a case that there are no Shnei Chazaka. Not everyone agreed with the Rashbam. But that seems to be the standard pshat, that there's no chazaka. Okay. This shtar is a chasav yamu.
If there was a chazaka, then what? I'm sorry, what was he saying? If there is a chazaka, then what?
There is a chazaka, then he wins with the chazaka. So we don't care that he doesn't have a shtar.
He has any mataina. His taina is a shtar, the shtar is a joke. That he can't win with Shol Shonim without a taina.
He has a taina. He had a shtar and he lost it. What's wrong with that?
That's not a taina. The taina is that
chazaka. Your taina is that you had a shtar and you lost it.
He's saying he bought it. What do you mean? What's wrong? He's saying he bought it. That's obvious.
Every chazaka is like, wait, I bought it and I had a shtar and I lost it.
He's saying the regular thing, Shmuel. No, he said I bought it.
He's not, but it's not totally on years. Memonoshach. If he somebody has comes to Shano Shonim and they have a full shtar, right? So he doesn't have to have a shtar altogether. Memonoshach. Right.
No.
So what do you say? So what are you pointing out?
So what does that hurt?
What is? He's saying, and he doesn't have the years. If he has the years, Memonoshach, he doesn't need a shtar, right?
That's the point. So he has two things. So he hit a jackpot. He has a year and a shtar. What if a guy didn't lose his shtar after 3 years? So he gets penalized. You know. So he has a chazaka, and he has a shtar. Now the shtar is mizuyif. Okay. So he's up for the chazaka.
So automatically go back to the chazaka if he's on the shtar, even if it's a fake shtar. If he has a fake shtar. We don't believe it. We don't believe about his other time. His migu's gone. We don't believe it about the other star. He didn't present it. How would that help him?
Chazaka is a raya that he had a star and he lost it. That's
but he's saying that Gufa doesn't have a star. That's what I'm trying to say.
He says he had a star and he lost it. He's saying he had a star and he lost it. You want to know what he said the first time? So, okay, who cares what he said the first time? He says, I had a star and I lost it. It's okay. And then that's very good. It's a cheskes gimel shonim. He also has a fourth star, which gives him a migui. So he's better than a regular chazaka. Not worse.
He's clearly a liar.
I don't know. Okay.
Not a liar?
Okay, that's a svara. That the fact that he wrote a false star makes him a liar. This is a new svara that I don't know. We'll have to see if that's what Rav Yosef is saying. If Rav Yosef would say such a svara, then you know there might be rishayim that say such a svara that you lose your namonis because you did an avla of forging a star. But okay, but especially a type of Rashi or the star amana, I don't know. But then Rashi doesn't know that svara.
Rabbi just said a few times that his taina is that he had a star and he lost it. Is that precise? I mean, if he came and he said he never had a star, he was kind of a kesef, and he has a chazaka, isn't that the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know if, what would happen. Some of it's the same thing, but I'm not sure. That's not this figure.
Right.
Anyway, Ms. Dama, you know, because it might be the fact that he admits he doesn't have a star is a raya against him, because the people... You know, there is, so I don't know. Okay, but anyway,
how's Rebbe reading the Rashbam? Rashbam says,
I get to read him yet.
He says, no, but the first line is the ha, right? Am I reading the Rashbam says, the ha, Shoni Chazak, this star is Chazbam, the ha means because. It's master, the things are
tough. Excuse me, he doesn't say this. He's going on my kosamkas, a high star.
Right.
He's saying you must be coming mikoch the star, yeah, because you don't have anything else to rely on. You don't have the chazaka.
That's right.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, you're relying on the star. What do you mean I'm relying on the star? What about the chazaka? You don't have a chazaka. If you had a chazaka, then I wouldn't be relying on the star. I'm relying on the chazaka. Okay, anyway. You don't have Shnei Chazaka. So the Bach changes the Vav to Dawid, which is a standard thing that Vavs become Dawids and Dawids become Vavs. So, okay. The Kivin, the Oide. So that's why it's a Chasav Yama. So what? It's a chasav yama. So now he's going to explain. It's not comparable to other. Now, Pasha is Mada the Shaker, is just another way of saying Migui. But I'm not really sure. It's not compared to other Migui's. Why? Shishtei Tainus Yechodos Yosemis. Oza Shutoi Goza Shoyacho Lito Vlaton. Tami and Migui. So this so far does not make any sense. Because here also, Shtei Tainus Yechodos Yosemis. Oza Shutoi Goza Yacho Lito. It's just, he's telling us that one tain is not true. So every migui, he tells us that the other tain is not true. The guy has a tain of, he can say it's parati, migui that he could have said mizuyot. But now that he's saying mizuyot, he's telling us that the tain of, now that he's saying parati, he's telling us that the tain of mizuyot is not true. So every time you have a migui, he makes a hodos baldin that the other tain is not true. So what it means that here you don't have shtei tainus yecholis yelios emes. If not,
no, but he's moided that's mezuyif.
Good, so he's moided that it's not that it by parati migur the mezuyif. He's moided it's not mezuyif.
So for instance, the previous gemara that they had migur b'makom edim. So believe me, it belonged to my father because I could have said I bought it from you. Each one is possible.
No, but now I'm moided. But I'm moided that I didn't buy it from you. It's not that he made all doors bound and he did it.
Intrinsically, the tain is possible. Here he's saying intrinsically, you're saying you're a Rasha. It's mzuyif mitaychay, menei bay.
I don't know. I hear, but I don't hear. I don't hear why the way that makes for a difference. The ma'isa, I could have, if not for my hoda, I could have said it. And I would have been believed. Now, the ma'isa, the hoda tells me that's not true. Hodah tells me that it's not mezuyif. I could have said for mezuyif. Instead, I said parati. So the hodah says it's not mezuyif. So I'm just buzzing the iron. It doesn't sound so clear what Rashbam's far is. Don't sound clear at all. Not just not so clear. I don't understand it at all. Then he says Avohaka. So what should he have said in the Avohaka? If you're finishing the thought, if you're writing a sentence without looking further, how would you have finished the sentence?
That the star is not an option.
Avohaka ain't shnei atainis yecholis yozemes, right? That's how he should say. But Adami the Sharmada and Shaker, Shimwara, because over there, Shnei Tainis Yecholis Yosemet. But over here, it's not Shnei Tainis Yecholis Yosemet. But that's not what he says. Avahocha, over there, he goes off to the wild blue yonder. Dami the Mado the Shaker, but Mako made him.
Oh, because maybe he's answering what Rebbe is saying, that only because of that it's going against the Eidim, I can't accept it. But the fact that, you know, a guy walks into Beis Din and he says, he's able to say two tainus. He says one of them, that will not create a hakasha to the other taina, that the other taina cannot be true anymore.
Why?
I'm not sure why. But meaning his...
He's also Aldoz Makamed, Aldoz Baldin. But I have a bigger question than you. I want to ask you a question. When he says, Dami the Mano the Shaka, but Makam Eidim, the Eidim are contradicting. Okay, well, this is not a fair question. Okay. In other words, he should have said, Avahoko ain't shtei tais yacholios emes. So he's saying the reason why it's not yacholios emes because there's Eidim against it. Okay, I don't know. But what I have to do with Mano the Shaka, but Makam Eidim? He just should say, It's not shnei tachos emes because it's edim against one of the two tainas.
What's the edim here?
Poshib shat the edim is odos baldin that he's made there that mezuyif. But there's
a Rebbe's kasha. Rebbe's kasha.
Rebbe just said that that's not a kasha.
I understand. Yeah. I don't understand. Okay, let me ask you another question. Let's make believe that this is a new piece. In other words, he first said that because you need shtei tainus yecholios emes. I don't understand why you don't have that. Now he says a new thing. Dami the man of the shaka b'makom eder. Why? Shrei kol koicho v'eskaso b'kargos who are they hashtaru. Heich no man of shaka shtar zeh ibo yomer shamayayu hado mo the shtar posa v'odoz b'adim eden dami. So now the Edim are contradicting which Taina? The Taina that he's saying or the Taina that he could have said?
Taina that he could have said.
Yeah, so is that what Amigo B'makom Edim means?
No, normally Amigo, it's the Taina that you are saying is against the Koich of Edim. Yeah.
Right. So what is he? A dummy, the man of the Shaka B'makom Edim. This has nothing to do with a man of the Shaka B'makom Edim.
It sounds like all in all, the Rashbam is learning it, that he still wants to win with the original Taina that he walked into Beis Din and saying the Hashtara.
Okay, but that's what, why would we say such a thing?
That I don't know, but that's what it sounds like from the whole Rashi, from the Rashbam. That's what it sounds like. He's still...
I don't know if that's what it sounds like, but okay, I hear. Or at least, I don't know if I would say he wants to win, but he wants to win to some extent. He wants to use it to some extent.
Rebbe, it sounds like he's trying to be the muchzik in the karka. That's all he's trying to do, and then say he is the muchzik and the other guy is the ma'arer. As long as he says he's the muchzik, right, then he's good to go.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe there's such a shot. I don't want to scream at you because I'm going to get in trouble because probably someone's going to say like you. So that's not, I don't like, don't want to make... But in the simple reading, he doesn't say that. There are people that might say he says that. But let's just stop on the simple reading. The simple reason he says that it's a migui, not a shaka b'makom edim. So we're asking Akasha, not a shaka b'makom edim is a very, very simple concept. That a migui has a certain level of that modus. But it's not 100% because it could be that you just didn't think of the better Taina, or you had some other reason why you didn't want to Taina that Taina. So Mana the Shaker is a certain degree of a proof. Edim is a stronger proof. So when you have the proof of Migui versus the proof of Edim, the proof of Edim wins. Very, very simple concept. Mana the Shaker, B'makom Edim. That's when the Edim contradict what you're actually saying. But over here, the Edim aren't contradicting what you're saying. The Edim are contradicting what you could have said. So this has...
That means you wouldn't have said it.
I understand, but that's nothing to do with the principle of Ma'ad el-Shaker b'makom Edim. You want to say that you don't have a Migui. That sounded like the beginning of the Rashbam was saying... But since it's Shnei Tainot of any Chonos Yos Emes, you don't have a Migui. Okay, I don't know why.
The rush over here explains the Rashbam.
Sounds very shmer because it's not the principle of Mali Neshaka B'makom Edim is simple, common sense.
The Rashbam continues and explains it with Ilubo Edim. Isn't that a very important... A point over there, what he's doing with the next last 10 words,
yeah, but it doesn't help any because he's right. Saying,
but it shows something, yeah.
I'm trying to point out that the reason that it's very strange, Rashbam, is that he gives seemingly two reasons. And as Sandy's saying, which he also might have some people might say like him, that he's trying to Rashbam is learning you're winning with the first time, okay, but that sounds wild too. Like, who was ever saying such a thing? But the what's strange in this Rashbam is he gives seemingly two unrelated reasons. He plots them together, and both of them don't make any sense. First, he says, because you don't have Shtei Tainas Yecholios Emes. Clearly, you do have. They were Yecholios Emes. You told us that they're not true. Then he says, Migui B'makom Edim. Which is usually, pshat is, the Edim contradict what you are saying. And they have a stronger proof than what you're saying, and that you don't have that over here. Because Edim don't contradict what you're signing. So, okay, let's keep on reading. So it doesn't read either. I know Rabbi Meltzer was telling us that there's a rush here. Yes, there's a rush, and I saw it in Mugay Yosef. And but that means what?
Doesn't he say the word dummy?
Dummy? I don't know. He was where is it? Dummy. Yeah, okay, so.
Meaning he's not saying it's a classic Migu Bumaki made them. Okay, he's specifically circumventing that somebody should not think he means that.
It has to be dummy. It has to be in the same realm.
To say it's a Migu Bumaki made them, he doesn't say that. If Rebbe is saying that he's talking about against himself, let's say, he says it's a Daz Bal Din, to say it's a Migu Bumaki made them. He's trying to put string things together.
The way I would have normally said, and he just says dummy because it's not Adim, it's only Hodor's Baldin. So he's saying the Hodor's Baldin is equivalent to Adim, and therefore that's why I use the word dummy, because it's not Adim, Mamish, it's Hodor's Baldin, which is like Adim. But the problem that we're having is that it's no Shaykhis to Migim Makam Adim. It has nothing to do with Migim Makam Adim. Migim Makam Adim is common sense, that the proof of Migo is not stronger than Adim. And here, the proof of Migoy is not contradicting the Adim, because the proof of Migoy is proving that what I said, that I had a different star, is true, and the Adim don't contradict that. Okay, Avohi, dummy them out of the shock and welcome Adim, Share. Now, what does this mean? I don't know what that means also. That's not true. Is that kol koicho v'eskaso? He wants to win with Amigo, not with his star. I mean, I understand now that for Sandy to get what he's saying, but my push-up shot is he's not trying to get any koyach with his star. That's just he's trying to win with Amigo.
No, he doesn't have Chesed Gimel Shanim.
I understand.
The only thing he wins is he has a star, and he's a star.
According to Rabba Pashas, he's not. If I ask Rabba, why is he winning? He's not winning because of the star. He's winning because of the Migui. So why are you saying it's called Koicho Veskoso because of the star?
The Migui supports the star.
The Migui supports a different star, not this star. The Migui supports they had a different star, which is not puzzle. He's saying they high star. High star means the star that's Mizuyev. That's also very funny. Where is Koko Vikaskoso coming based on high star? When Rabba said he wins. Did Rabba mean he won with high star?
But his starting point is a high star. Without walking in.
That's what started. That's what created the Adamigui. His Koichov is Koichov because he has Amigui.
Maybe that's what I was saying before, that otherwise he's just as equal as the Ma'arar. What does he have as Koichov? Just like the case of the money. He's no more of a Maitzi or a Muxik without him being looked at as some kind of koyach in this character, then why is he better than the guy before? The guy before is clearly saying that he bought it from him. That means he was the Morikama. So he should be, if anything, he's the Muxik. How did he become a Muxik? Because he says he wants to
have a Shah, we didn't say he's a Muxik. Hardship shot, he wins with Amigo.
Amigo has two parts.
But just the Gemara afterwards, he loses. The second Gemara after this says he loses, right? That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says after that he loses Joseph. Because...
If you say holds, it makes you win in both cases. Yosef says, that this is the same din in both karka and money.
Right, so he would lose.
Right, okay.
Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi, he would win. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Hitaka would lose, right?
The question is, why should he lose? He has a migui.
Because he's not a muxik.
So who needs to be a muxik?
In the next case, the star is not going to make him a muxik. In the case of the loan.
Right, exactly. That's why he loses. According to Rabbi Yosef, he loses.
Yeah, but we're talking Rabba now.
Exactly. We're talking about Rabbi Yosef.
We're talking about Rabbi Yosef. Right, but sorry.
The worship shot is, you know, we don't care that you're not muksik, because if you have a migui, you don't have to be muksik. So we have to explain why he doesn't have a migui. I don't know, when Rash Ram doesn't say anything about migui, like, you know, I'm reading, you know, okay, let me continue.
Rabbi, why can't Rashi mean that it is true that it's a migu, but a migu, the linchpin of what you could have said of B, is only because you could say A. And the only reason your whole koyach, because kase that got you in over here to say B, is A. If that's flimsy, if that's a chasba, that, then the whole thing is dominoes.
If you say it's because kinda,
no.
Maybe there's such a thing, but if you don't say it's chus taina,
yeah,
is simply a raya that you're telling the truth.
So again, no, but it's like the case where the first lie that you said, which was the shtar a half hour ago, right, is your whole foundation, that's your whole house of cards over here.
What causes that I have a migui? So
your kol has cost, right? So that's a very strong part of it. That's not incidental. You built a lie. You built a house of cards, and we're pulling it out from under you.
A house of cards. Now I have.
Because it's chaspa. It's chaspa. That's what he's saying. Why is a chaspa a different thing? But he's saying that all your cheskasa, your whole kayak, is resting on the foundation. When that's pulled out, there's nothing left.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't hear, because if you learn that Miga is a riot of telling the truth, so you still have the riot of telling the truth. You have it right.
Speed by Migu di ba Mazuyev. Would you say the same thing? It's all built. This parati is built on Mazuyev. He's saying it's not.
No, he didn't say one thing and a lie. He had everything here. He didn't build with a lie. And now on this lie, I'm going to use that. That's going to create what I said 20 minutes ago, a big lie that I could say something else.
So, Tzvi, you would feel better if he said right away, the guy came in and he said, I bought it. And he didn't say, I have a shtar. And then he showed out afterwards, by the way, believe me with my taina now, because I happen to have in my pocket a shtar mekuyim. Then you'd be good.
If he never presented it as a facade for the case, maybe.
Right. And now he's using it to support his final claim. You're better with that? It bothers you that he said it lechatchila and now he's using it?
Maybe it's a certain...
No one's going to say that there's halacha changes in that case. I don't believe you'll find in the Shulchan Aruch make such a halachic nafkamina. Okay, let's finish the Rashbam. So that sounds totally ridiculous, because of course not, because then you have no claim that you could have claimed. So the Rashbam seems to say like three different things. Not one of them makes any sense, and they don't seem to have anything to do with each other. First, he says that you need that both tainas yichodios emes, but over here the taina that you're claiming, that you could have claimed, is not yichodios emes. So we don't understand why you need both tainas yichodios emes, and why don't you have this by every migui? At the end of the day, the taina that you could have claimed is not emes. Then he switches that it's a migui b'makom eidim, dummy. Okay, I agree, dummy. Which doesn't make any sense, because migui b'makom eidim is when eidim contradict what you're saying, and here it's contradicting what you could have said. And then he switches because your whole koicho v'cheskoso is because of this shtar, and you can't base them on, you can't use the shtar because it's you say you don't have koicho v'cheskoso, which again doesn't make sense, because you're not Kaychav Eskasa on the star, you're Kaychav Eskasa on the Migui. And then he says, and if it's no different if Aiden would walk in and say the star is possible. So that's because then you don't have a Migui. That's like, you know, there's no Shaykhis anything. Anyway, Kulo Clea, right? a very clear de Garash Bam. That's why this is such a hard suya. He sounds like he's saying five different things. Not one of them, you know. So, okay, so there's a Rosh and a Mukayai, say, if I'm this Rosh Bam, and maybe a Ritva, a bunch of other people. So let's read some of them. And we'll start which one should we start with? Let's start with the easy. Let's start with the Namuke Yaisei from the Rashbam. He's a little easier, not that easy. The Namuke Yaisei says, in my print, it's a different Amasco because of her rash. And then Muke Yaisei. Because of her rash, Zao. The high Migi, the Dami, the Migi, the Alma. The Hossam, Shnei, Tainas, and Efshelios, Emes. Abohoka, Dami, the Migi, Mokom, Aiden. So he shops very, very interesting. He cuts out like three quarters of the Rashbam. He still keeps the first two things. He keeps them together that you need but here it's Migam Makom Eidim. The whole end of the Rashbam about Keicho v'chazkaso v'kar gazu is he drops that whole part of the Rashbam. Okay. So now he explains it. The nearer the appearance of Rash, now, I feel the ukme in my mind and I'll close your eye, Migui. Have a gathermina, Migui, Kihai, the common. Migui, the boy, Amar, Minoch, Savanti. The Midar, Miponi, Masha, without Minoch. And there's here also. He sounds like he's asking Arkasha. By a regular Migui, your maida that the tiny that you could have said is not true. So it should also be the same thing. So I don't know what this far is. He's just saying that in a normal case of migui, when I said parati migui de mizuyev, so the parati is a hodah that it's not mizuyev, but I didn't say beferish is not mizuyev. You can only imply it from my words. But here I was hoideh mamish b'fanav. Right? Now I have no idea what that's supposed to mean, because I think that's also a hodah. In other words, it sounds like he's saying that by a normal migui, it's not a full. Even though if you just figure out the hodah from inference, it's not a full hodah. In the case of Parati, one second. The guy says Parati Miga de Mizuyev. And then he comes back later and they bring witnesses that it wasn't Parati. You know, there was witnesses that they were with them all the time and he never Parati. Could he come back and say Mizuyev? I assume we say Hodos Baldem Kimei Eidim Dami. What do you say per call Omer Lola VC? Coming up parati, so the same thing probably. Gomer parati is like you said, a VC. So you wouldn't be believed to say a Mizuyev anymore. So the Namuga Yosef answer, and the Namuga Yosef sounds like he's reading the Rashbam simply like the first point that you need shtei tanis chod yosemes. Aye, by every migui, you have the same problem. There it is, by every migui, you don't have an explicit hodah that the first tine is not right. But over here, you have an explicit hodah that the first tine is not right. What's the difference? Was an explicit hodah, not an explicit hodah? Why didn't that make
sense? Because if he comes back Let's say somebody says, I could have said 100, like we had Bar Mitzvah, right? Somebody says, believe me on the, okay, without the mitzvah, but believe me yet on the 50, because I could have said 101, and I would have won the case. So over there, the guy, he's never proven wrong on the 50, even though he's saying now that it's 50 and not 100. I could have timed it 100. It sounds very much like that. So if he would come back and claim, it's Taka, Taka do remember the right amount was 100, but if there's Adam or he himself said, it's for sure.
I don't believe that by Parati Migur de Mizuyev, if he would come back and say Mizuyev, I don't believe he would be believed. I think we would say it's all Dawes Bowden. Just like we say, Comer lo Lavisi, Comer lo Parati. Comer Parati is Comer Lavisi. I'm pretty sure that would be Eldos Bowden. No, he didn't say it beferish, beper mole, but halakha.
He could have borrowed without a star, no?
Okay, but he still, what's the difference? So he's made that it's a.
Okay. Whatever, but it's, what I'm saying, but he didn't say it's not Mizuyev, though.
Oh, okay, I don't know. You got me, but I don't, you know, I suspect I'd be very hard to press that in every case that you have a migui that he did not make Aldous Bowden. I don't know the, you know, well, most miguis is Aldous Bowden is, you have two tainis. The fact that you're tining one is Aldous, that the other one's not true. So he said, but it's not. Not Hoydem Mamish. So what does Hoydem Mamish do? I don't know.
Because it's not taking away the option at 100%. Even if it's a 95% option on the other one, it's still okay. But once he takes away 100%, that's not called Shnei Tainus. It's not the two Tainus. It's almost like if the two Tainus are simultaneously working in the system. It's not that we say one or the other Taina, and now he killed one to the other. Both Tainas are sort of working there. I could have said 100. We were almost like reckoning with the other Taina at the same exact time. He could have said 100. So that's the Kayach of leaving him on the 50. He could have said the other Taina. That Taina is still working in the system and therefore believing the other Taina. There's one Taina is coming Mikayach the other Taina. When you kill one Taina, that can't be working with the other Taina at the same time. It's not, Rebbe's learning like there's one or the other. Awesome. Once he said this one, therefore I killed the other Taina. We're not saying that. We're saying both Tainas are working in the system.
Sounds like Kayach Taina, no? If it's a raya, why it's about what I could have said.
We don't use those words. Rebbe says we don't use Kayach Taina words. I think that's the same.
Okay, but it doesn't sound like Shmuel Nemanis, Shmuel, because why should it have to be currently? It's a raya that 5 minutes ago I had a choice of A or B. So, you know, what do you have to be simultaneous?
Maybe it's the Raya Kayach HaTaina. Okay, we'll have to see. This is where the whole sort of Kayach HaTaina comes from this. I don't know the whole, but that's where they, one of the places where they want to bring it from. But I don't know. I don't know if it's, we'll have to see.
I thought Rebbe knocks out. I don't like Kayach HaTaina here either
because the very fact, if you held Kayach HaTaina, then this sugya would be too easy. then Fakir, Rabba makes no sense. But you make Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef if there's such a thing as Kayach HaTaina. David doesn't say the Rashbam Pshat. He's going to tell me. You're going to tell me that the Rashbam here meant Kayach HaTaina, and he's saying it only in Rav Yosef, not in Rabba. And Tosfos argues with the Rashbam. Right? Tosfos says, oh, different shot here. Because Amigud, the Rivan, because Amigud Ahitzi. So you'll say that it's a Machlekes Rishai, and that everyone that, you know, the Machlekes Rishai, and whether well, the Kayach HaTaina. Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef. I don't know. That sounds so. We're not yeshivish, but in a bad way. To make a machlokes ton amaroim and what chana migui.
Machlokes. I don't know.
Okay. That's in other words, what the Mugei Yosef is simply saying, the words of the Mugei Yosef is he seems to work with the Rashbam's first shot. So you need them both to be emes. So we ask the kasha by every migui, they're not both emes. So he says, but there wasn't a full 100,000% hodos baldin against the other taina. There's only a 90% hodos baldin, but not 100% hodos baldin. Okay. What exactly that? Why that make for a difference? I don't know exactly. Let's look at the Rush. I want to just get a quick overview of the different people here. And the Rush explains Shad and the Rashbam something completely, sounds like completely different. Let's look quickly at the Rush. And then we'll, the Rush over here says, and then the end of Yud Beis in the Rush. Pirish Rashbam, but Adami the Shar Migush Gemara should stay at the Chodi Yos Emes. Oidle should toy Vodha Shayokoditan. Avahoka have a Kamiga Bimakom Eidim. Right? It doesn't say dummy, it says ke. Okay, but it's the same thing. Call Kovit, it's called Makargazu, I think Shar Zet. That's already, he's bringing in the end of the Rashbam. Right? Oidle should pass up. You know, me the Eidle should pass up, though. Me and Migu. Who did not give the Oidle? Okay, that's the Rashbam. The Naksha Mimchoza Vante Vahaik Shtara Kataina. This is a brand new thing, right? We never saw this anywhere else. That he's saying that his opening Taina, that Hai Shtara, is one Taina. Kiva Deina called Bekarka Kiva Deya Shtar. But also Taina and his Batna both also. Kido Eidim of Batna also. The dummy, the Ubda to the hills, number show a voice of, you know, Mahani, the name show a voice of, Miki de Bumar, Mikos, the Rati Okashte Kazaka. Even the Eagle, either Kaden, try to show a voice of. The last and I time up, the Rush Bam is wrong. Dicker Taina, so I know what the Kamar Minok Savati. The Shar Eno came to Rai Biyama. The Taina, so Yogal is Kaima, the Mer Sharmi, I owe Taina Kerte Migui. Okay, so what's the Rush saying? I read that a little quickly. Let you people read it slowly yourselves.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that your Taina and your Raya are interconnected. You can't separate the two. Yeah, so when the person comes and he says, Haishtara, if you mevatel part of mevatel that part, you mevatel everything.
No, I don't know about that. I would agree with what Dove said, that it sounds like that it's only because you actually came in the beginning and said them both. Now, there's a Lu Yitzur, you would have walked into Bezin, and you would have said in the beginning, according to the Rashbam, it sounds like what Dove said, that it's crazier than it seems in Halacha. And if you would never said Hai Shtara, you just would walk in and say, Minok Savante, and you know what? I'll prove to you I'm an honest guy because I have this star and I could have used it. Then Rav Yosef would agree.
Because didn't Rav Yosef doesn't believe that?
Died. I said that's crazy, but that's what it sounded like from the Rashbam. Because Rashbam said the whole word is because it's Chataina. No? The Mekshav Minok Savante Vahai Shtara. Maybe that's why you have to tine it. Those are tine is bada bodosa. What does he gain by making chad tine?
So I would like to say that once you mevatel part of it, once you mevatel the raya, the tine goes with it.
Why is he saying, wait, what are you saying about the raya?
The raya is a high star. The guy comes in and says, it's mine. And my proof is a high star.
Right. So he's saying it's chad taina. He's not saying it's a raya, taina and a raya.
Isn't saying this star, this the star, isn't that a raya to taina?
That's not what he's saying. He's saying it's chad taina.
He's saying that when you come into Beis Din with a taina and a raya, yeah, they become one. It's part of the taina. The raya is part of the taina.
Yeah, okay.
And therefore, if that part is canceled, then your taina also is thrown out.
In other words, he's saying that the taina In other words, it's like if half your taina gets shlam, like eidah shabata miksasa bata kula. So taina shabata miksasa bata kula. So you won't give it a taina.
Are you saying that you can't, once you're, the migul only works from one taina to another, but here it's the same taina. So you can't use a migul.
And they said, you got locked in. You can't go ahead and it can't be chayz of a taina. Can't be chayiv taina. So what was your original taina? So the Rush who argued with the Rashbam says, my original taina is haishtara. You want to know how I got haishtara? That's not part of, that's my ribe. That's not my taina. The taina is innocent or guilty. Is it mine or it's not mine? The taina is I bought it. That's my taina. Haishtara is a raya, and a raya is not part of the taina. But the Rashbam is saying, since if you would walk in and say, it's my field, we would have laughed you out of court. A guy walks in and says, it's my field, you have no indication, no nothing. A guy off the street walks in and says, hey, you see that field over there? That belongs to me. I'm a shugana. So in order for him to have a taina, he had to have a raya. He has to have a basis to taina. Without a raya, there's no basis of taina. Taina has no validity. So it comes out that haishtara is what gave him the right to taina. That's sort of how he's learning the end of the Rashbam, when the Rashbam said, the kol koichav es kozmei kargazu, they haishtar zeh. In other words, when you walked into Bezin, you know, then I was asking, it's not true. It's Kaicho Aide Migui. But he's explaining something else. He's explaining what was his nemanis, what gave him the right. Bezin don't live. A guy walks in, I'm a shugana, or up the street, and says, you know, that house, the Yankel's house is mine. So Bezin don't even let the guy speak. Yeah, I'm a shugana. The guy, we don't have time for every Meshuggah to come in. So in order for you to come and say a taina that Yanko's house is mine, you have to have a shtar, which makes us suspect that maybe it's yours.
If Rebbe's saying chayz
of a taina, what gave you the rash shtar, what gave you a taina.
If Rebbe's saying chayz of a taina, so why do we need all the Torah? Lamaisa, the guy said taina, a high shtara.
Because
you have to use that anyway.
The Rosh
right?
is saying that Pashtas, Haishtar is not part of your taina. Haishtar is part of, is a raya. The taina is, I bought the field. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh disagrees. There is a lesser. The Iker taina, who the Gamma Minach Savante. The Shtar ain't no kiyam the raya. In other words, if you say like the Rosh, there's no problem of Chayz of Itzoim, because your taina is, I bought this field. I bought a raya. Then I'm allowed to be Chayz of Itzoim, and I want my raya is. So the Rashbam has to say a chiddush that it's not just that I'm not just claiming I bought the field, but part of my taina is the shtar. Now, why is that true? And I don't think the Rashbam is arguing in Kol HaTorah Kula that the raya is not part of the taina. Parrot says that's what the Rashbam is saying in the beginning. Kol Koicho, Kol Koicho, that all is kayach is because of this star. So since all is kayach is because of this star, that's why it was part of his taina. So the reason why, in other words, the Rush sounds like he's giving a logical shot in the Rashbam, that when you came in to make a taina and you wanted the taina, this is your field, you had no right. Bezin would laugh in your face. Where do you come to say this is your field? I walk in and I say, I'm the king. I'm the king. You know, we've been saying, lock that guy up in the loony house. That beautiful mansion is mine. You know, well, you're not. So,
but he's the one sitting there.
What?
He's the one sitting there.
He's not sitting there. He doesn't have a cheskes kimush on him. So he says, oh, he moved in there for a week. What's meaningless? So he's a squatter. The guy's squatter. You go away for Shabbos. You come home. There's some guy broke into your house and he's living there. You say, what are you doing here? I bought it. Get out here. You call the police. It's not a taina. Tyrant says, so in order for him to have a taina, he needs a star. So that makes, says the Rashbam, a chiddush, that since in order for him to have a taina, he needs a star. So hashtara becomes a chedek of his taina. Now that hashtara became a chedek of his taina, so there's a din of edish, of tainish, about the mixasa, about the kula.
Rabbi, doesn't the Gemara say that
that actually makes sense? This has nothing to do with what I'm sorry, what?
I was just saying that the Gemara said before, and the way we understood it was that he says that the only reason why he brought the shtar was either to eat him or to make himself look good, but never as part of the taina. In other words, unless you say that's Machlokes Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, but the fact is, he should have said, oh, I had to bring the shtar. You know why? I had to bring the shtar. I lost it, but I had to bring it, make a taina. Otherwise, I couldn't make a taina. The Gemara seems to be saying that he brought the taina, he brought it more as a threat or a scaring tactic, not that in order to make the taina.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. Okay, I hear. I don't know. There might be a valid point.
No, that's why he brought it, but that's not why we accept it. Meaning there's two things. He's saying why he brought it, but Bezdin was looking, and from Bezdin's point of view, the reason they let him talk as a litigant was because he presented a star.
Let me ask you people a different question. According to the Rush, does this explain anything what the Rashbam said in the beginning, that Shnei Tainosef have to be true? What does this fit into anything the Rashbam said? The Rashbam said that you need both tainas have to be true. The Rashbam said a migre b'makom eidim. There's nothing to do with anything. It fits into the end of the Rashbam that kol koicho ubechazkasom because of high shtara. But what does that have to do with the beginning of the Rashbam? Shnei tainas yichoz yos emes. What does that have to do with anything? You're just saying because it's part of your taina and taina shabbat the mixos about the kula. What nothing to do with shtei taina because yos emes.
Why is Rabbi saying it fits into the end? What it fits into the end?
No, the end of the Rashbam said the kol koichav that's called the kargazu ide shtarzeh.
So no, but that whole of the ilu bo shnei edim. Rabbi saying he understands.
I didn't mean the end. Then that one line kol koichav that's called the kargazu ide shtarzeh. I don't know what this has to do with anything the Rashbam says or anything. And I also wonder whether the Rush says in the Rashbam can fit into the Nemugei Yosef. Because the Nemugei Yosef was bothered by Akasha. Why don't you say the same by other Miguis? And he said, because by other Miguis, you don't have a Hodah, you don't have a here. There's a Hodah Mamish, right? Hodah Mamish Befanav. I mean, that's not the answer. The answer is that over here, this was part of your taina, and everywhere else is not part of your taina. You know, I don't know. You know, the Rush Asakasha, you know, the Rush Asakasha, the Mugei Yosef, Asakasha and the Rush, from a case of Migui di Boyama Minok Zavante. He said, I bought me Ploni Zavante. He could have said Minok Zavante. So fine. So Minok Zavante is not part of his taina. You know, they never said that. It's only over here because that was his initial taina. He walked in and said it. So it sounds like, first of all, it sounds like that the Russian and Mugei Yosef are not agreeing at all. Because the fact that the Rush asked the Kasha from the case of Minok Zavante, a guy says, Miploni Zavante, over there, there's no svara that he made a different taina. He didn't make any different taina over there. No, the whole Rush as far as doesn't make sense. And then Mugei Yosef would have no kasha on the Rashbam from Lamed Vav. So the Rush, Mugei Yosef is obviously not learning the Rashbam like the Rush. what's hard to understand is how the Rush fits into the words of the Rashbam. What does it have to do with the Shnei Tainis Yechol Yos Emes? Okay, I don't know. But what it seems is we got at least a Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rush, and the Mugayais, I'm sorry, the Machlekes, the Rush, and the Mugayais. I'm pretty sure that they're not, I'm pretty sure they must be arguing that the Mugayais cannot agree with the Rush, Imshan and the Rashbam. So, okay, I don't know. I would like for tomorrow, there's a Ritva, who I believe also says Shan the Rashbam. Let me just, I'm just looking for a second. There's a Ritva. He doesn't say he's saying this pshat in the Rashbam, but he says a pshat that theoretically could spin into the Rashbam. So I like to see that. And just one more second. We got to bring the safe here. There's a 1 second.
Which sefer is this?
No, the Ritva says a pshat in Rav Yai's sefer, and so the Ritva is so it's could be that we have to see if that could fit into the Rashbam. And there is some people at least want to claim that it means this idea is chus taina. So the concept of chus taina, I'm just looking, here it is. Here, so there's a Rav Ochanan that he wants to say this idea of in the Rashbam. There's in the Kobe Shiurim, and I'll try and send it. The Kobe Shiurim in Chedek Beis, Simin Gimel, Ois Yud Awif and Yud Beis.
Can I just make a second point in the Rashi that very quick?